Hey everyone, welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Cosmic Colleen, back with another weekly astrology update. It is Saturday, March 30th, 2024. I know, strange. Why am I recording on a Saturday night? Have I ever done that? Maybe in the past, but definitely not recently. So hopefully I bring some fun Saturday night energy to this podcast. Guys, I am going away next week with my family and the father of my kids. I'm going to be gone for 10 days, actually almost 11 days, Disney, and then we're flying to like Playa del Carmen, you know, the Cancun area. And I'm hoping on the Aries solar eclipse that I am at Chichen Itza and the other, or a Mayan ruin, wherever I am. I know that's one of the adventures I'm going to take my kids on. And I'm just going to try to make it be the 8th, because would that not be awesome? I don't know, it just feels like a perfect place to be to bring in this kind of powerful, I almost said explosive just because it's in Aries, but we have Mars in Pisces, so explosive isn't the right word. Almost like the alignment that the Mayans used when they built those temples, and it's all aligned with eclipses, that kind of busting through, like a powerful bust through energy source. So I'm going to talk about that on this week's episode. I hope people are feeling okay. Being in eclipse portals can be a little bit challenging. And I know, as we talked about the Libra eclipse, leading up to the Libra eclipse, if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely check out the last episode so you can kind of get a feel for the energy of the last few weeks has been kind of intense. There's been a lot of your typical full moon that we had last week, lunar eclipse, things that come, but what I noticed the general energy people were feeling was even the simple loss of joy, a little bit of blah. Again, there's much more detail to that on last week's episode, and especially for people that got some Libra placements, but the general energy was not really sure what decision to make, what's going to make you happy, even what's going to make you happy in the moment, just feeling very intense, almost like this intense energy that can't quite be explained, or even you're not even sure if you can pinpoint it, or maybe you even want to talk about it. That was kind of the vibe and just some intense energy. But I'm here to bring some hope. We are getting ready to bring some fire, launch into Aries season, and hopefully start some new, brand new bright beginnings for everyone. So this is what we are going to be talking about on this week's episode. Obviously, the Aries solar eclipse coming up on the 8th. I'm curious how many of you are going to be able to see it in your area. I guess in Chichen Itza, I can only see half of it. I know around here people are, so I hope if you are watching it that you have a beautiful, clear day and you can see the eclipse. So Monday, April Fools, if you guys remember, we have Mercury stationing retrograde in the sign of Aries. We have been in that pre-shadow period, so some things have been a little wonky. Friday, April 5th, Venus moves into Aries, and then when she moves into Aries, she sextiles the next day on Saturday the 6th, Pluto and Aquarius, and then Monday, we have the solar eclipse in Aries. So Venus is going to be there with the solar eclipse in Aries, kind of giving us a powerful insight about, you know, that loss of joy or happiness that maybe you had momentarily, maybe a big one, a little one. You're going to get some more insight about how to like really jumpstart it again, how to jumpstart it with a new, fast, enjoying pleasure. Very Venus in Aries. Okay, so that's good talking. Mercury retrograde in Aries. So here are my general warnings and awakenings. Every time I talk about it in every episode, but for those of you who are new to tuning in, when Mercury retrogrades, which happens 3 to 4 times a year, Mercury rules over our communication, our mind, our technology, the daily movements in our day, you know, the things that happen, the transactions of our day. Mercury rules over that very fast forward. Now, the general motion, Mercury tends to move about it in different ways as what sign it's in, but when it retrogrades, it goes a little bit wonky. So, but we have it going retrograde in Aries, and we have Mars in Pisces right now, the water sign. So that's why I'm saying this Aries energy is intense, but not as intense as normal Aries season and Aries things, since we have Mars a little bit cooled down and maybe even a little spacey or detached in the sign of Pisces. So I actually think that can be kind of a good thing. It's more of a like a reflective, sit back, wait, but think of the action plans and allow the action plans to kind of flow to you from there. So Mercury retrograde. These are the general warnings. Like I say, you know, in general, we can, you know, miscommunication, there can be technology breakdowns. In the sign of Aries, it's things that could be severed or fights, but really things, I think, like I said, with Mars in Pisces, that more detached sort of feeling. So watch out. These are the Mercury mishaps around rushing, actually. That's really came to me. So each one has a theme. So this is going to be rushing. When Mercury is in Aries, the god of war, Mars, it tends to rush things. It tends to move fast. It tends to move things. It tends to take on something really quick. Aries energy, it's a cardinal sign, so it starts out strong, but it often gets kind of petered out a little bit quickly and then just like, oh, okay, whatever, detaches a little bit quick. I don't know if you know any Aries placements, but I was married to an Aries once, and he had, I mean, every 3 months he had like a new fitness thing he was starting or some new health diet, and he would go balls to the wall, like everything extreme. And then he would peter out after like a month or two, take a little bit of break, and then start something new. So it's kind of like this rush start. So that kind of energy, watch out for anything that is rushing. We often say this is a time not to sign contracts. That's what Mercury rules over, because Mercury can actually also be a trickster. It can not reveal the whole truth. It's a truth teller, but sometimes it works opposite. And Mercury can go the other way. So when it's retrograde, they say don't sign a contract because not everything will be revealed, or something will kind of mishap later. Now, we understand not all of you have the luxury to be able to say, hey, I still have to go about doing this thing, signing this lease. So let's be realistic. If you do have that, we just say, double check it. You know, dash your T's and dot your I's. Check all of those things over and over again. That way you can make sure, okay, we can move forward. So be careful if you are rushing something. If you're like, hey, I need to buy a car. I got to buy the first car. See, I just need it now. And you rush and buy a car. Well, just be careful. Take your time, because the mishaps will happen within the rushing energy. Now, that energy, like I said, will feel rushed, rushing. And this will come when you're rushing to do something. You're feeling rushed by someone else. You're feeling just in a rushy, go, go, go kind of mood. And the things that come, the feelings, the reactions that come from being rushed are annoyed, resentful, confused, angry. So here's my Mercury awareness. Question yourself and check in with yourself during these times. Ask yourself, what am I rushing for? Is this thing I'm rushing for really that serious? Why do you need to rush? Just like you guys know, I wrecked my car, and you know the story, I was rushing. Guess what it did? It made it 15 times worse. I even thought that way to myself afterwards. Really, Colleen, if you would have just taken a step back. That was also when we were in Mercury retrograde shadow starting. Don't rush. That's one of my things. When you're feeling rushed, check in with yourself and say, what am I rushing for? Is it really that big of a deal? Is it? Because things aren't worth it, and mistakes happen when we rush. And again, reflect, is this serious? There is going to be a lot of feelings around being annoyed that are going to come up. When Mercury's in Aries, Aries can get easily annoyed. They'll let go of it, but they can easily, especially if they're not in the right mood, be a little bit pissed off. And with Mars and Pisces, it could be a little moody. Pisces can be a little moody, so expect to be annoyed. And this will be more so for my Aries placements, extra annoyed, even my Libra placements, and everyone in general, though, we're going to feel that. So let's use this as a unique opportunity to check in with ourselves again and gain some awareness. Lots of feelings about being annoyed can come up, but another way we can check in with ourselves that is very important is, are we really annoyed with this person, place, or thing? Are we actually annoyed with them? Or are we just having a bad day? And that's how we're reacting. That's how we're perceiving you know, what's annoying us, and then how we're reacting and reflecting outward. And again, is this person really, person, place, a thing actually annoying and very deep? And do I really feel this way? Or am I just mad about something else? Often our feelings are, we don't, you know, feelings aren't facts and feelings change. That's why I say don't make a, and I'm not the only one, everyone says this, but don't make a permanent decision, you know, on a temporary feeling. And that's going to be some word of advice for Mercury in retrograde, okay? So use this to check in with your own reaction. Am I just projecting? Because the truth is, no one can make us feel anything. I'm going to say this again. Only we can make ourselves feel. No one else can. I know that sounds deep, and maybe some of you are like, what the F, Colleen? But let it sink in. I remember when I first heard that, I was in the rooms of NA, and someone's like, no one can make you feel anything that you don't already feel in yourself. You know, you're in control of your reactions. And of course, I was like, I hate that. That's a stupid sentence. You know, that person was mean to me. Of course, it's them that's mean to me. They made me feel that. They made me feel sad. No, the reaction is in you. It is you creating that reaction towards that situation, not the other way around. And that is how we learn to live in detachment, when we can detach from that reaction, when we can not let things bother us, but remember that you are the only one feeling. Your mind, body, your subconscious are the ones having that feeling reaction. And that's why the same people can have two different or a million different reactions to the same situation, person, place, or thing. So again, remember that when you're having this reaction, only you can give yourself that reaction, and maybe take a deep reflection into why you are having that reaction when they come up during this Mercury retrograde. Mercury is our self-awareness, and that's what it wants us to gain, especially when retrograding and the mishaps happen. It wants us to have a deeper understanding. I feel like if there is, kind of like I said, aggressively passive, passively aggressive, that's going to be a little similar. If there's any communication breakdowns or backlashes, it's going to be more of a passive aggressive energy. But I think when Venus moves into Aries itself, it's going to get a little bit more aggressively passive, as you guys know, because that's my new favorite word, but or my new favorite two words. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm not making sets. It's Saturday night, but again, those annoyed feelings, reflect, see where you're at when you're feeling them and why you're having that reaction. Again, we want to do this to get a deeper understanding into our reactions and learning to free ourselves from placing the blame on another person. Placing the blame on another person is just escaping. It's escaping from looking at our own emotions, looking at our own wounds, looking at our own sadness. That's what that is. It is escaping, and we can escape through placing the blame on other people and not just like placing the blame and not taking, you know, responsibility, but instead not feeling a certain thing that you know you really need to feel and placing the blame on that. For instance, this is one of my favorite examples, and I don't know how many of you do this or not, but think about a time that you're having road rage or go to your road rage in, you know, energy. If you check in yourself with that 10 times out of 10, there's going to be something going on inside of you. I'm serious. Every time, and it took me a while to reflect on that I have road rage. Sometimes I didn't even realize it wasn't evident that I was actually bothered by something. But then when I really was like, wait, now I know how to check in with myself and different reasons come up. I said, oh, that's right. You're actually kind of bothered by that right now, Colleen. That's why you're freaking out, or you're angry about that, or you're upset with that. That's why I'm driving around like a crazy asshole, road raging all over the place. Believe it or not, that is one of the ways I like chill out. But for me, that is definitely one of the ways that will show up for me when I'm in an emotional bad spot, is a little bit of road rage. You know, Mercury, I get zooming around, I get zipping. I'm a good fast driver. I'm a good wild driver. I'm a good city driver, except for that move I made a couple weeks. Eventually, some things catch up to us, especially when we're rushing. That's going to be the theme of that. Taking a deep breath here. Now, Let's get a little bit into this Aries eclipse. We had one last year that kicked off this Aries Libra eclipse season in the springtime. And like I said, Aries, the ruler of Aries is Mars, the god of war, the cutter, the severer, the action planner, the passion driver, the energy to move forward, the energy to persevere is in Aries. And so where is Mars though? Because that's going to be a little bit of the tone of this Aries season as well as the eclipse. Mars is in Pisces, the water sign, where Saturn is. So not only is Mars getting kind of slowed down in the water sign, but Mars is also getting a little bit closed or slowed down by being in close contact with Saturn there. So kind of slow in your roll. Last year, you might have had a new beginning that you took off a little bit too fast at, and now you're coming back through with that new, that idea from last year that you took off a little fast with, but you're slowing down. You're learning where the momentum matters, and you're reflecting and kind of starting something new, a little bit more open, but slowed down. Now, these are going to be some of the themes. My cardinal placements, though, that is my Aries placements, my Cancer placements, my Libra placements, my Capricorn placements. You guys are going to be feeling this eclipse season the most intense because it is happening in your cardinal houses, the first, the fourth, the seventh, and the tenth. And really, my Libra and Aries placements, it's going to be an extra big boom, but the rest of us will get a little bit of a feel for this. So these are going to be some of the themes. Breaking through or creating an idea with really strong innovation, thinking outside the box, as well as detaching or coming back together after detaching. You know, just kind of like you unplug a computer and then you plug it back in and then it works. Kind of like that. You know, you had to unplug a little bit and then it's going to work again. Now that you did from that, you detached and come back away. Continuing to fight for freedom or fighting the freedom of something that you believe in, fighting the freedom in your soul, fighting the freedom in your life, releasing those chains, releasing burdens. Maybe some of you guys, my Libra, my Aries placements, or people in general, you feel burdened by someone. Maybe you've been making a lot of sacrifice. Maybe you have been really putting yourself out there and you're feeling, maybe you've been a burden on your own self and not letting yourself be free or be who you really want to be. And now you're releasing those chains. Release the chains that people have placed on you. Release the chains that you have placed on yourself or maybe even others, right? Because we're reflection through others. So maybe we place chains on others that really, you know, we subconsciously placed on ourselves. That could be revealed to us. Rebelling for a cause, you know, that will eventually heap positive results. Sometimes we have to rebel and it doesn't mean it's bad, but rebelling in that energy. Detaching from the result or an expectation and just allowing it to flow, allowing it to just be what it is. A jumpstart into soul alignment. Yes, a jumpstart into soul alignment. I'm loving that. Rebuilding after resentment. After you let go of the resentment, you're ready to forgive. Mars in Pisces likes to forgive and release. Because, you know, I'm not going to say it. You know, I say this on every episode about resentments. It only hurts you. You guys are like, okay, Colleen, I get it. Now, we're also, like I said, we got Venus moving into Aries on Friday, right? Let me say, or is it Saturday? What did I write down? Yeah, on Saturday the 6th. No, Friday, April 5th, Venus moves into Aries. And then on 6th, Venus moves in and sextiles Pluto and Aquarius. Here's the thing. Venus doesn't work at her best in Mars's sign. There's a little bit of sexiness, empowerment, strength, you know, but she doesn't necessarily... She's not that angelic, moon-like goddess, you know, feeling that Venus normally does in Aries. It's more like a mix of Jessica Rabbit, Laura Croft, and then like the Red Queen on Game of Thrones. You know, throw a little evil in there, but yet sprinkled with sexiness is where she's at. And she's a little more rebellious. She, you know, wants to go out and move around. She doesn't want to be held down. She wants to go out and get some excitement. And it can feel a little bit of naughty excitement, things that excite you that maybe are bad for you a little bit, that aren't the best, because she is kind of now in Mars's house. And she just left Pisces, where she was exalted and she was that moon goddess, Jupiter queen. But now she's like, okay, we're back in Aries sign. So right away, that can kind of bring a little bit of our own like chaos within our own feminine energy. It can bring on like a strong masculine energy. Maybe there's like this swap there. If you're naturally more masculine, you might become a little bit more feminine or fight for that part of yourself. And the opposite, maybe if you're mostly feminine, you might kind of take on a stronger masculine role or a stronger masculine energy in yourself, or maybe you're more open to that. We all have both energies inside of us. However, by nature, we kind of take on one or the other, or all of them, or both of them, or something in between, whatever you want. But just talking about energy here, sometimes there's a pull where you're a little more of one and a little bit, you know, more of the other. So how do we bring it back into balance? And that could be shown. There are certain parts of you with your feminine energy that maybe needs to come out more, that needs to be balanced more in your life, and vice versa. There's some of you with some masculine energy that needs to come out and kind of come through you and give you some really strong soldier energy there. This is going to also bring, so this is leading into that, and we're going to have a rebirth with this Aries solar eclipse on the 8th within that feminine masculine kind of polarity within ourselves, especially, remember, my Libra Aries placements. So we're going to use the masculine energy with some power. And vice versa, both of those energies, Venus and Aries, sextile Pluto in Aquarius, not square, sextile Pluto in Aquarius, is going to like give you power within that. So you're finding the power that comes from both, because both are very, very powerful. So now you're like, okay, I'm missing the power of this. So let me take it on and let me have a rebirth and align my soul with that and see what this new layer of yourself comes from. You getting in touch with that energy, getting in touch with your sexual energy with Venus and Aquarius sextile Pluto, like finding the power in your sex, kind of maybe unveiling some sexual energy that you didn't really like realize you had in you, or that you liked or turned you on. Maybe it caught you off guard, but you're using it and getting in touch with it in a beautiful light. And again, it can bring out some of those sexual shadows a little bit. So, you know, watch that. That can be good, but that also can be a little bit detrimental. We can feel a little bit detached, but detached, again, detached is a theme, as Aries is attachment, but Pisces is detachment. So there's this interesting, almost codependent energy out there with Mars and Pisces kind of fighting through a little bit of that attached, detached energy within yourself and maybe within a relationship. This can also bring out hidden love, hidden love within yourself. Maybe someone confesses love to you. Maybe affair is revealed. I hope not, but this is definitely a transit that can reveal a little bit of that hidden love. And then, you know, also maybe a little bit of drama with friends, some power play with friends, or maybe you just saw a side of your friend that you normally didn't see and you didn't like. But here's my thought on that. I'm going to share this thought I've been thinking about in today's culture, today's world. I think we've gotten too far on the other side with this, like, you're toxic, get out of my life. We are so quick to cut people off in today's world if they don't instantly or give us good feelings. I think we have the dopamine is so overabundant inside our head with always watching things and seeing things, and our mind is constantly being given visions of perfection in relationships, love, friendships. And then you hear, you know, everything is out there with psychology and this and that and gaslighting and toxic. And I think we've become a culture where we're afraid to confront. We're afraid to have direct communication with relationships. And I don't mean just romantically. I'm talking about friendships, coworkers, co-parenting. And now everyone's afraid of that and afraid of of just connecting or just saying, hey, what's up? Just like I said a couple weeks ago about confronting awkward energy, we are have become a culture that is very quick to, when there's a fight, when there's a disagreement, when we see something that we don't like in someone else, we become quick to cut that off, you know, end it. And we need to look there. I mean, A, there's a little part of ourselves that has fear. And I wonder if we have to look at that relationship that we want to cut off, is it because that feeling of confrontation or that feeling of not liking something in someone, do we really actually kind of feel it in us? Feel it inside ourselves? Yeah, sometimes we do. So reflect on that. Maybe you ended a friendship or relationship or something, or a co-working relationship, or you got to know someone and you saw a side of them you didn't quite like. I challenge you to get in touch with that. Was it really worth it to end that? Was it really worth it to cut them out of your life? What are you trying to protect? What do you want to protect? Because I think in the end, you don't want someone to give up on you. You don't want someone to throw something away just because, you know, they didn't like something they saw inside of you, or you made them feel a certain way. No friendship, no relationship is perfect. You're going to see layers. The closer and the more intimate you get with people, you're going to uncover new layers, and there's going to be things that they do that you don't like. And there's going to be things you do that they don't like. So I challenge you, while that comes up with this Aries season, with this Mercury retrograde, that you don't just cut ties and run loose, or you don't just make them the enemy in your head. You don't just run away. You confront it and you say, hey, how can we work through this? Hey, how can we get over this? Hey, you know, these are just growing pains. Let's come back together and grow past this together. I challenge that. Yes. There are times that someone is too toxic, but also we do have to kind of accept and go with that when someone is a little toxic in our relationships and friendships as well, because we are also going to be that way from time and time again as well. So if we want to be forgiven, we have to forgive others. If we want to be understood, we have to try and make an effort to understand others. Whew. And that is going to be our Mercury lessons. And then we're going to be taking off and firing on this amazing eclipse. Other than these transits, there's nothing too major. So I should be back and have another episode in about 2 weeks. I think I fly back the 13th of April. So, you know, I'll try to get one to you guys on that Monday or Tuesday. But I love you. I appreciate you all. Thank you, everyone who tunes in with me every week, time and time again, supports this podcast. I'm fully self-supporting. The best way you can support this podcast is to rate, review it, subscribe, send it to someone you know or love, and just let people know about the Weekly Awakening. I love you all, and I hope you have a fabulous 2 weeks and a wonderful new energy blast off with the solar eclipse in Aries. Goodbye, everyone.